Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios, I've got Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. Sheriff, it is cold out there. It is so cold. Just all of a sudden.
All of a sudden, we went from having nice, pleasant weather to now we're in the grips of winter, I believe.
Yeah. What was it? Like in the course of a day, we dropped like 20 degrees.
I was out hanging Christmas lights this weekend and enjoying life and went in the house for 10 minutes and came back out and there was a gale winds and cold and nasty. I thought, what happened? Jack Frost came and visited.
I bet it was Sunday because that wind was insane. Cut the power for a little bit. It was crazy.
Yeah. And just turned on all of a sudden.
Yep. It was crazy. All of a sudden. Blink of an eye. Yeah. But you know, that's how it works around here. As of last week, I had actually turned down our thermostat quite a bit. So I was like, we don't need this on this much. And then like, 3 days ago, 2 days ago, I said, crank that thing. It is cold. So that's just how it works here in Carbon County. It's very, very nice until it's not. And then it's very, very cold until it's not. So when it comes to keeping our homes warm, to making sure that we're all comfortable in our own homes, a lot of us turn to the fire, especially when it's all of a sudden that cold. You just want to get a fire cranked in your house.
Yep, and there's a few things to keep in mind. So if possible, if you're heating with a wood-burning stove or a fireplace, have an outside air source. So either crack a window, or some of the new ones have their own venting that vents outside of your home. So that's one thing to be safe. Be certain that your damper or flue is open before starting a fire, so you don't get smoke throughout your house. Make sure that the smoke's drawn up the chimney. Use dry and well-aged wood. Wet wood and green wood causes more smoke and contributes to soot buildup in your chimney. And dried wood burns with less smoke and burns more efficiently. Smaller pieces of wood placed on a grate burn faster and produce less smoke. And make sure you clean out your ashes from before. The ashes build the thick layers and it affects the way the air gets into your stove, and it'll make it more smoky and build soot in your chimney. The idea is to keep the soot out of your chimney. So, and your chimney should be checked annually by a professional, even if it's not due. And it's important to make sure you don't have animals or blockages that get in there in the summertime. That happens too. And make sure the area around your fireplace is clean and that everything that's flammable is out of the way, including furniture, because it can get hot enough to ignite. And never leave a fireplace unattended. Make sure it's completely out before going to bed or leaving your house. And if you leave the room while the fire's burning or your fireplace is still hot, take your small children with you. Make sure that your kids know that that's an area to stay away from. And the glass, if you have a glass fireplace or wood stove on the front, the glass is extremely hot.
It is.
Put your fireplace tools out of kids' reach and install smoke and carbon monoxide detectors in your home and have a fire extinguisher close by just in case. Nothing I like better than the warm of a wood stove in the wintertime, but it does come with some potential dangers, and a simple maintenance can prevent that. So
it definitely does. And when you start to think, I mean, when I was a kid and my parents would always start a fire, I loved it. And the innocence of that is I didn't have to think about all the dangers that come along with it. Well, then when you get your own house and you're an adult and you start a fire, your mind can go crazy with all the things that can go wrong.
Yeah.
You definitely want to take the right steps. Make sure that you are being safe. Yeah, it's nice to have your nice warm home and all from a wood stove or fireplace, but you definitely have to take the right steps to make sure that not only yourself, but your family and your home are going to be safe at the same time. So, Sheriff, those are all fantastic tips to consider this time of year. With it being so cold and being around the holidays, the last thing anyone wants to deal with is a huge disaster going on at home and your fire going out of control and you lose your home.
Yeah, exactly. And your live Christmas trees, you know, make sure your live Christmas trees, they're put a little water in them, make sure they don't dry out too much because they become very flammable very fast.
They definitely do. And another little tidbit with your Christmas tree is when you are using a live Christmas tree, yeah, it's already, you know, the first week in December. And before you know it, a couple weeks away, you're going to try to figure out a way to dispose of that tree. Don't just go and dump it.
No. Yeah, don't just go throw it out someplace. There's organizations that'll pick it up, or you probably have an idea of somewhere that'll take it off your hands for you.
Oh, absolutely. I know that the DWR this year, they're actually doing a huge Christmas tree roundup after the holidays. Make sure to just take your live tree. You don't even have to go and talk to anybody. They're going to have a trailer set up at their location right here on Carbonville Road. Just throw it on the trailer. Good to go. And they are going to utilize that and make habitats for upland game. All the birds, they love these used Christmas trees. Cool. So definitely that option out there. So don't just go and dump it somewhere. Go ahead and take it to the DWR. So super convenient.
You know, another thing to think about, and we do this during daylight savings, but this is a good time to check the batteries in your smoke detectors as well. Just to be double safe.
Right. You definitely don't want to be the one that does not have a working smoke detector. And when you've got a fire going in the house, you need to make sure that it's working properly. Sheriff, is there anything else you wanted to mention this morning?
No, just want to remind everyone this is a great time to spend quality time with family and friends and reflect on the positives in your life and start making plans for your next year. Well-planned out year is usually a happy one. So
definitely is. Well, make sure to stay updated with things going on throughout the county with the Carbon County Sheriff's Department's Facebook page. They are very great at updating that daily to just kind of let the community know what is happening throughout the area. Well, Sheriff, as always, I'd like to thank you for coming in.
Thanks. I appreciate the opportunity.
For sure. That has been another Castle Country Focus. For more on this interview or even more interviews, head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.